We have a special guest joining us on The Local, and it is Mark Gartman of Fever Dream, playing tonight here in Duluth at the Red Herring Lounge, all part of the lineup Invidiousness. David Liebhart, and the show all kicks off at 8 o'clock. It's a 21-plus show. Fever Dream playing at 9. Well, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for being with us. There was this exciting, mysterious, and thought-provoking post from you saying Fever Dream is hanging it up. So, Mark, tell us about kind of the span of Fever Dream. So it's been a few years, and you say this is it. You're moving on, something exciting and new.
Hopefully, who knows? It's like a lot of things. I think there comes a point where you've got an opportunity to call it a day. And I think it's been a really wonderful, successful run. This isn't an impulse. It's not an impulse. In case people are wondering, it's not a PR stunt. It's something that I've thought about for a little while here, long enough that I feel that it's the truth. It's a never say never sort of thing. But at this point, putting it away, moving on to other things, and looking forward to it.
Well, it was already, you know, an interesting turn for local fans when you pulled out the keyboard, because you are a multi-instrumentalist, a man of many projects, and a lot of great groups from Mark Gart Band and Too Many Banjos, Coyote, and Little...
No, wait. Little Gray House,
Little
you're going to say. Yes.
Yeah. And the list goes on. And so this was exciting and new, a very different direction. So are you going to pull the banjo back out?
I still play the banjo. I haven't written any songs on banjos for a few years now, but I play Jerry Small, and I just played the other day. I played banjo on that. I play with Teague a bunch. I play banjo on that. I just go where my songwriting goes. I don't judge it. I don't ask where it's going. I just allow it to go where it wants to go.
Well, how do you feel about the canon of Fever Dream? And of the three projects that have been released on a plethora of media, from a pressed vinyl. Here we
pink.
Have bubblegum pink
bubblegum
vinyl
pink,
here
sure.
on the turntable, ready to play. Digital download, cassette. What? Talk about, you know, putting these records out and the collaborations that have happened.
Well, the cassette thing, I just remember specifically standing outside the Fitgers complex and Brennan and Jake were there, and from what I remember, the conversation was that I had just finished up doing some music, writing some music, and they were there, and they, if I'm remembering correctly, were like, hey, we should put it out on Heat Street, this label. And I said, that sounds super fun. Let's do that. That's great. And as long as it came with the digital download, which it did, I was into it. So, and Fever Dream, the 83 record, was very similar, where it was something that I was working in. Bob was in full chaperone mode at the time and asked if I wanted to put something out. He was putting out things, you know, at that time a few years ago, and I said sure. So it's just, you know, living in Duluth, you know, being supported in Duluth.
What's next for you on your adventure in music?
Well, I'm doing a couple things. One, I can talk about one... I will not say too much about, but I am also sort of in full Glitterati mode. Glitterati just put out an EP, and we'll be recording and doing some shows in the winter, and so I'm looking forward to that. And then I've begun work on sort of a next project thing, which is different. And the reason why I'm not comfortable talking about it is not so much the mystery of it all, but it's just a little bit too early in the pregnancy of it to...
And sometimes, you know, talking about it can kind of mar the creative process.
Yeah. It's not quite there. It's headed in a direction, but I don't want to... There's no reason to, you know, sell it, to push it too hard. Just, it's something's coming, I think, maybe potentially, and I'm open to it, and we'll see if it comes to fruition.
And did I see Coyotes playing here later in August? I mean, it's not even quite August, but almost.
Coyote is opening for Chris Koza at the Herring mid-August.
Yes, yes. Well, fantastic. How about we tune back in to 1983, and this is on the bubblegum pink vinyl. Time is money. Anything about
sure.
this tune?
This was written a couple years ago, and it goes out to Marcus J. Dandy, because he's always been a fan.
This is Fever Dream here on The Local.
You distract me. Jesus. Focus on the project at hand. So I'm asking,
The Local. Well, hey, thanks for joining us here in The Local. This is 103.3 The Duluth Alternative, and we have Mark Gartman of Fever Dream joining us on the program to just share a couple tracks. And tonight is Fever Dream's last show on the docket, and it is happening at the Red Herring Lounge. The show kicks off at 8 o'clock. There's Invidiousness, David Liebhart, and Fever Dream all playing tonight. It's a 21-plus show. And thanks for joining us, Mark. Fun to talk about the music, and especially from your perspective, where you do so many different projects, you play so many different instruments, you just have such a range, and you get to work with so many people when you switch projects. So talk about kind of Fever Dream coming around, because before this happened, when we thought of you, mm-hmm. we thought too many banjos, mm-hmm. and then you left town and came back Fever mm-hmm. Dream. Mm-hmm. That's how I remember it.
Okay, great.
How do you remember it?
How do I remember it? I remember I was doing a bit of Fever Dream before I left, but the Too Many Banjos had sort of, for me, run its course about a year before the end.
Right.
And I remember specifically telling myself that if we were in the same position a year from now, that it would be a time for a change. And then a year passed, and nothing had changed. Everything was exactly the same. And so I knew that I needed to do something different. What it was, I don't know. I just knew that needed to stop. So Fever Dream just sort of, randomly happened to be next in line. There were no expectations with it. It just kind of suddenly happened. And I think of music and stuff as in terms of projects and songs. Like I write 10 songs or 15 songs. I feel like I have enough to do something with. Lately, I've been working with Steve Garrington and I have been working together for years and years. And right now, the last year, I guess, I've been trying to do something with him now where I write 10 songs and we pick 5 to work on, which is what we did with the Glitterati. And we'll do that again in the winter with Glitterati. That's where I'm at now, is just picking a few songs, try and work on those as best we can, as opposed to too many banjos where everything I wrote, we recorded everything, which is fine. Totally fine. Just I'm in a different place now.
Right. And it was a lot. You put out a lot with Too Many Banjos.
It's like 5 or 6 records or something. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Fever Dream. You did 3 projects.
3. Mm-hmm.
One is an EP and then a vinyl. Mm-hmm. And then talk about the other 2 projects. I think here on KUMD, we've played 83 the most.
Right.
And that's, the CD or the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You also had...
So Hey What's Up came after that.
Up, yeah.
That was good. That was fun. And then this last thing was this thing called Everchild, which was this 14-15 minute suite of music I wrote and shot a long music video with a local production company in town. And then actually one of the reasons why I stopped Fever Dream, and there's a few, but one of them was financial. And Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been really supportive of the whole Fever Dream career from the beginning. And I applied for a bigger one to do some more Fever Dream stuff this year. And I was denied, rejected, but it's totally fine. But it was one of those things where it's like, well, geez, I mean,
you have more up your sleeve.
Yeah, like, okay, if it's not creatively rewarding, if it's not financially rewarding, if it's not all these things, it's just time. And I still want to keep writing music. It's like, well, it was one of the reasons to like look in a different direction.
Well, and how fun has Glitterati been?
Glitterati's been a lot of fun. We're getting along, learning songs. We're morphing from a cover band to an original band, which is good. We're doing that very slowly. And it's all about Dave and Timmy, of course, are in the Turtles, and Kyle plays in a bunch of people as well, and he's in Europe a bunch of the time, so yeah. I am at their whim.
Right.
But luckily, they are enjoying it, and usually Dave or whoever is the one to sort of send out the first email, like, "Hey, what's next?
What's cooking?"
Yeah, so that's great working with people like
and
that.
And you have an EP with Glitterati.
We do, "Sing It to the Sky," that just came out. Feel good about that. Recorded that with Mattson. Yeah, I got the material, everything written for the next one down. Everyone has the demos to check out, and then, like I said, in the fall, winter, we get together and start rehearsing and see which songs we want to work on.
It's going to be a real party tonight. Yeah, confetti and balloons and
at the Lieberhart show. Not from me. I think not only will be retiring Fever Dream, but I'll be wearing my dashiki. I don't know if you've seen me in my dashiki.
Of course,
you have. I'll be retiring that as well. My parents have been tasked to come out and see me as well tonight. We'll see if they actually do it. It's out on the air, so we'll see. Sure. Yes, it'll be a raging party. Absolutely.
We'll have a great last show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We should hear one more.
Okay.
I think this is from Hey What's Up.
Up to you from Hey What's Up. Fun track.
It's Fever Dream here on The Local.
Destination, that's you.